So I wonder, are there moments, I have two questions, I guess. One is, it sounds as if you had access to so many things, you might not have gone to the same lengths, for example. Some of the other people we've talked to, and Mara too, has stories about making things to emulate the things that they couldn't get. So, like, the sticking the earrings on, or making the bubble gum colored, or, you know, making her own shoes. Yesterday, Maya was telling us this wonderful story.
Because she was making, since she was like 13, she was making most of her clothes herself, because her parents did buy her books. They were agreeing to buy her books or pay, sort of like sending to a travel or something like that if they could. But was as far as, and people would, she would get also things from abroad from time to time. People would bring or send things. So, but she saw the magazines and things like that. So she really didn't want to have the Soviet clothes. So she was making her own clothes. And lots of people made their own clothes. I mean, I made my clothes. Not so many, but still, you know. My mom would make clothes and stuff like that. I had very little clothes which were bought from shop. But we didn't have access to the Western magazines, so we used the Estonian fashion magazine patterns. So that was a different. But it was very good, because those fashion designers were quite informed.